Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at debra@newmarkettoday.ca or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I am disturbed by the Ford government's cavalier approach to the climate crisis, which is recognized as a threat to the stability and future of all nations. This year, we have all seen the devastating effects of climate change in increasing the severity of storms, floods, and wildfires. This cannot continue to be ignored by the government of Ontario. We need a forward-looking plan to address Ontario's need for resilience in the face of increasing threats to our foodlands, wetlands and forests due to climate change. I encourage our MPP Don Gallagher Murphy to read the reports, particularly the ones issued by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, that clearly set out the details, and the need for urgent action to curb greenhouse gas emissions. The summary for policymakers is a good place to start, and as a person aspiring to be a leader in government, it is important for her to have a good grasp of the facts. It is also a good time for Doug Ford to restore the Office of Science Advisor, and to listen to the experts instead of the land speculators. The Ontario government's ongoing determination to treat the Greenbelt as a place to spread sprawling estate subdivisions, and pollution-spreading highways is the wrong way to go. The Greenbelt with its prime agricultural lands is vitally important to our food security, and the Oak Ridges Moraine, the rain barrel, of Ontario, provides clean water and air. More than 20 rivers have their headwaters on the moraine. The wetlands are important for cleaning the water and providing flood control. We who care about the future of this world, and the health and safety of our children, do not accept having any of the Greenbelt removed from protection for any reason whatsoever. And we will continue to oppose every attempt by this government to do so. Teresa Ghana Porter, Newmarket.